my pony will be waiting in the dusk for me. Say adios when the sun sets on the sage. Fare thee well, oh fare thee well, I'll say goodbye to you. Supper's waiting on the table, ole ole you. And the cattle, they are lowing, going home to rest. Say adios when the sun sets on the sage. The sky is all aglow, shadows are falling. Now it's high time to go. Hear those gentle voices calling. No more weeping, no more tears, I want a smile from you. We'll be parting for a while, ole ole. But our hearts will still remember that our love was true. Say adios when the sun sets on the sage.
We're going to commence to begin to start to get ready to rock and roll a little bit here.
This is Bird Watching, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Let your eyes work out fine.
My name is Andrew Bracken. I will currently be filling in for Libretti World Peace and Mandy B for bird watching. So while this is a bird watching show, this is not fully approved by all bird watchers around the world. So give me a break if it's not the best, but we're gonna do what we got. We're gonna play a few songs to get it rolling, and then we'll come back and talk a little more. First off, we have Rex Orange County. So time to chill out a little, face to face, by them.
I grew up, you grew down, we found out everything matters now.
Everything.
We grew up while you let yourself down. I want out.
She calmed me down that night, I freaked out. We stayed up, I threw up in that house. She woke up face to face from the bed. Two in the ensuite, one in the early. She was like 8 hours ahead. Two different countries, slept in a one piece. Baby boy in full effect. And you can see me call back, repeat. That's all thanks to poor connection. Fun for me, no. Most time it's a pain in the neck. I said it's not that fun, see everything makes me wanna quit while I'm ahead. Honestly,
she wakes, we face to face from the bed. I wish I could be with her instead. When we speak face to face from the head, things go wayward and I end up upset, but
kept the truth to myself. Now I'm nothing but a coward. And you were too busy making friends. You were occupied, I was in the shower. You were unaware, I was fully clothed. And you didn't know about this, but you wouldn't even really need to know. So continue picking flowers. Remember why you're here, my friend. You can sit back and relax. And they'll always love you now and then. They'll always love you now and then. Always love you now and then. They'll always love you. It's true. We face to face from the bed. I wish I could be with her instead. When we speak face to face from the head, things go wayward and I end up upset. Let me be over there again. I wish I could be with her instead. Let me return for the night shift.
Okay, we're back on. It's Andrew Bracken again, filling in for bird watching. But we're still going to do the show. Today, we're going to talk about some Thanksgiving stuff, some sports, switch it up a little. Should having a guest coming in soon, but I'll just leave that for a surprise for later. First off, though, I want to rank pies. Favorite pies. I mean, this is like probably one of the biggest things people talk about around Thanksgiving time. Everyone's probably traveling right now. If you're in the car, you got me. I'll talk to you a lot about pies and other stuff to do and not do at Thanksgiving. But yeah, try to get through that traffic, or if you're traveling somewhere, or if you're just popping in to listen, need some Thanksgiving recommendations. I gotcha. So I'm gonna rank them. Starting at number 6, I have sweet potato pie. Now, I know this is a sweet potato is a very good fall like food. Like it just yells fall, like autumn, Thanksgiving. If you're going to paint a picture of Thanksgiving, sweet potato is going to be in it. But does it really have to be in a pie form? That's my argument when it comes to saying it should be number 6. It should definitely be included cuz it's Thanksgiving. But like, I'd rather have sweet potato on the side of like my turkey with some stuffing. You know, I don't need it in a pie. It's decent at best. Number 5. I have lemon meringue pie. This is because I don't actually think lemon meringue pie should be even a Thanksgiving pie. So, I guess as you said, this is not my all-time favorite pies, but this is just all-time favorite Thanksgiving pies. Lemon meringue pie, number 5. Why? It's not Thanksgiving vibe. It's just not there. It's really good. Everyone who's had a good lemon meringue pie, I've heard they're the best in Florida. They're really good. Like, if you put a little cream on top, it's nothing can go wrong with lemon meringue pie. The crust is right. But for Thanksgiving, it's probably not the best. Number 4, I'm going to go with blueberry pie. This is probably similar reason to lemon meringue. It's probably more of a late spring, summer kind of pie. You're going to have it down the shore with the family or up in the mountains. You're going to enjoy it after maybe a day going out at the beach, hiking, doing something like that. But, you know, people still want it at their Thanksgiving, which I can understand because it's absolutely delicious. When you get the blueberries that are the right size with the right mix of the sugar and everything put together with a nice crust on top, you know, blueberry pie is absolutely delicious. But like I said, we're talking about Thanksgiving pies. You can't really put it up there as your best Thanksgiving pie when it's really a summer pie. Number 3, I'm going to go... I'm between apple and pumpkin, but I'm going to have to say apple pie is number 3. Why? Apple pie. I think apple crumb is better. Like, I don't know if anyone else would agree out there with that, but if you get apple crumb and like ice cream, like, I think that's a lot better than just plain old apple pie. Apple pie almost has, like, yes, it has the sugar, but at some point you're like, I could use something else in this. That's the feeling when I get when I have apple pie. You know, that's like my third choice. I'll go to it if, like, if I'm at a dinner where it's maybe not the best pie selection. I'm not going to blame anyone, but just saying, I'm going to go with the apple pie if that's the only option. But apple crumb is better, so I'd put that up there. That's one of the things where it's like you can't really put something at the top if you can get better in a different form. So we're going to go number 3, apple pie. Just to recap, at number 6, we have sweet potato pie, number 5, lemon meringue, number 4, blueberry, number 3, apple pie, and then number 2, I'm going to go with pumpkin pie. I mean, it's pretty good. It's a good pie. It's not my personal favorite, but, you know, as being an objective citizen of the United States, it's got to be, like, top 2. I mean, everyone loves it. It's got a lot of sugar in it, which probably makes it really good. But if you get it good with a nice mix, it's thick, but it's also kind of like in its way a little smooth. It's delicious. My thing about pumpkin pie is I feel weird when I say I'm eating a pumpkin pie. And it's not because it's a Halloween kind of thing. I feel like I'm just eating a pumpkin. And like pumpkin seeds, they're great, But when you're talking about just a pumpkin, like, what other part of the pumpkin are you supposed to be eating? You know, I mean, I could do some research to find out, but I don't know. I actually don't really want to know, because I feel like if I'm, like, eating the shell of a pumpkin, like, it's just going to ruin it for me, and I'm never going to want to eat pumpkin pie again. So, ignorance is bliss. Keep eating the pumpkin pie. Don't ask where it came from. Just eat it. And then number one, my personal favorite, pecan pie. I mean, there is nothing better than a perfect combination of pecan pie, the sugar, the crust, everything that comes together in a pecan pie. I mean, it's a work of art when someone gets it right. It can go wrong very easily. Like, you can't just go to a random place and say, let me get a pecan pie, and 9 out of 10 times it's going to be good. Like, I'm going to give it like a 50-50 conversion rate, which I'd say is low for making pies. Like apple pie, you're probably going to get the same thing, like, out of 9 out of 10 places you're going, like, in America. But pecan pie, like, it's definitely, I'll give it to the South. Like, they definitely have perfected the pecan pie a bit better than the rest of the country. But still, like, when you go around, you just need to make sure, maybe look at some pictures, maybe look at the description. Don't really know how to tell exactly what you're getting before you order it. But also, everyone knows that one aunt that makes pecan pie, and it's just, you die for it every year. I want to put a side note to all of this, which is a very important side note. Whipped cream and ice cream, you got to put it on everything. If you're not eating whipped cream or ice cream with your pie, you confuse me. It just makes everything better. Like, everything from the worst pie that I have on this list, sweet potato pie, to pecan pie, like, whipped cream and things and ice cream, it's going to make it better. Just trust me, put it on it, eat it. It's going to be a good time. So that's my top 6 pie rankings. If you really feel inclined to tell me why it's different, please call WMFO. You can find it online. But we're going to get back to some music. I'm going to keep the vibe up a little. I know we just played some Bruce Springsteen. I'm going to try to do a little Passion Pit, maybe get those juices flowing. Keep working through it. You're going to be home in a sec. Don't worry about the traffic. Just keep it flowing. Passion Pit, Little Secrets. Okay, we're going to do a quick public service announcement about seatbelt safety. No matter what it takes, it's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety, no matter what it takes. Do you have to make sure your kids are wearing their seatbelts? Never go up until they buckle. Not impossible. Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Never give up until they buckle. This is brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Okay. Next up, we're going to talk about some NBA. National Basketball Association. Celtics. Pretty good win. I mean, against the Kings, if you weren't following, it was a one-point win, came down to the wire. The Kings had one more possession with about 5 seconds left. Threw up a three. Even though they were throwing up a lot of threes that went in that game, they weren't able to get this one to go in. Final score, Celtics 103, Kings 102. In that game, Harrison Barnes had 20 points and Buddy Hield had 41 points for the Kings and the Celtics. Jaylen Brown led the team 24, Jason Tatum 20. Going to dive into what I think about that. Celtics, they're a good team this year, and I think Jason Tatum is stepping up in a role that he hasn't had to before, especially with Gordon Hayward out for a little. He's taken some more outside shots, kind of being a little more aggressive, getting to the free throw line a little more. But I don't know if he's going to be able to make that jump into like the top 10 of the league. I think he still needs to work on his outside shot a little more. I know he made that three to tie up the game against the Clippers. But I wouldn't say he's like a sharp shooter from the outside just yet. His defense is great. The Celtics defense just entirely is, they're hard to get by. They're annoying to get by. And that's why the Kings pretty much are just chucking up threes in that game. And just because they win is the only reason they went in, and that's the only reason why the Kings were still even in the game. Another Celtics topic, or prior Celtics topic, that I want to talk about is Kyrie Irving. I mean, if you haven't read, more moodiness from Kyrie Irving came out about the Celtics from last year. A quick story, Jay King of The Athletic said that while Celtics teammates worked out on the floor the next day, sources say Irving climbed into the stands and sat by himself. The practice was voluntary, but the way he disengaged himself while his teammates put in work struck observers. He was just disconnected, said one of the witnesses. Boston lost the next four games, and Irving particularly self-destructed and got eliminated. Another example, one assistant coach said he once rode about 30 or 40 flights on an elevator with Irving, and the guard did not say a single word. The guard as in point guard, not like a security guard. I think it's just hilarious. I think every Celtics fan is done with him. I'm not a Celtics fan, so I find this quite amusing. The fact that he was, I mean, Kyrie just, he's got an ego to himself. He wants to be the guy. He wants to be the leader. And I honestly think that the Celtics wanted to be more of a team, as in share the ball. And some nights, like, you're not going to score over 15 points and you're not going to be able to have the ball in your hand half the game. I mean, that starts with Brad Stevens, the way he coaches. He almost coaches like it's still a college basketball team. I mean, the plays they come up with, it's not like they're targeting one guy. It's not like, I mean, not like Houston Rockets where they're playing four outside and then just having Harden 1v1 someone at the top of the key. It's some team ball, but Kyrie wasn't about that. Hence, he moved on to the Brooklyn Nets where he's doing well. I mean, we'll see. I mean, this year doesn't really matter. Kevin Durant's coming back next year. I mean, honestly, that's going to be Kevin Durant's team. I mean, I can't see Kyrie Irving being the guy on that team. Kevin Durant he's probably the best player in the league today. I mean, guess not today considering he's injured, but like last season, it was him and Kawhi. like easily. And I would say, I'd give it to Kawhi. I mean, I know Giannis won MVP, but that's just, everyone likes newcomers. No one wants to give it to the same person again. Bron would have like 10 MVPs if they just gave it to the best player every season, because he had 10 seasons where he was better than everyone else. But that's not how it works, I guess, around here. So I just had someone tell me that Kemba is better for the Celtics. I said it before, and I was right. Thank you, Owen, for sharing that with me. Kemba is really good. I think he's still trying to find his place on the Celtics. Just because, like I said, it's team ball. So he's not going to be able to just, you know, do what he did in Charlotte, where he just is able to take the ball and pretty much, I mean, honestly, he doesn't want it. He doesn't want to have to just take the ball and shoot every time. I think that's the reason why he went to the Celtics, so he could, I mean, obviously win a championship and then also play more team ball and get to the rim without having like five guys surround him, because everyone knows he's not going to pass the ball. But, you know, when he gets going, like, I think people forget that he's probably the most talented player on the Celtics right now. People say like Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Gordon Hayward, but like, it's not even close. Like, he is the best player on the Celtics. I know he's hurt right now. He should be back soon, I think. It's not that bad of an injury. I hope he is back, because he's the one player I really like on the team. But yeah, I think I'm a Sixers fan, so I mean, I enjoy talking about the Celtics, but you know, in the end, I do want the Sixers to beat the Celtics, but I think it's actually going to be a lot closer than I thought originally. Sixers had a terrible loss against the Raptors the other day. Joel Embiid, 0 points. But going forward, I'm hoping that they play each other in the playoffs. I would like a nice 5 or 6 game series. I'm still going to say Sixers in six, but Celtics are definitely going to give them more of a challenge than I thought originally. The one thing is they need a center. I mean, Enes Kanter just doesn't cut it, but we'll wrap it up for the NBA there. I'm going to go take a quick break again, and then we'll get our guest on the show, and we'll keep it rolling. So see you in a sec. Hey, we're back on with a special guest.
Hello.
Guess who's in the house? Dun, 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 dun.
DJ Stout.
Yep, that's... Yeah, keep going.
No. What's yours?
Oh, yeah, I don't... I mean, I don't really have one. I could do DJ Brack Sauce.
That's good.
Just throwing out the sauce.
Did you come out for that right there?
No, it's like a nickname I had from high school.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like that's the best one I could come up with on the spot, kind of.
My nickname chose was Stout. Oh, there's some honking.
Yeah. No, people honk a lot today. I went to go get a cut at the barbershop. Didn't actually get one because the line was like 10 people. And I don't know. I just didn't realize it'd be that bad. But anyways, I was at the corner and like everyone was just honking. Like people started yelling out their windows too. But I mean, come on now. It's Thanksgiving. Let's be thankful.
It's stressful.
It is stressful. It is stressful. Especially for us college students. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I got like a bunch of projects due the week back. We're not going to worry about that.
No, not right now.
We're going to talk about the do's and don'ts of Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Okay. Turkey gobble.
Turkey gobble?
No, but I mean, that's just a thing, I guess. That's not really a do or don't. I was just saying that's Thanksgiving stuff. Thanksgiving. My one thing is you have to put the work in earlier in the day so that you don't have to do more work later. And I'm talking about helping out the family.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, like, if someone says, like, we need someone to, like, mash these potatoes and, like, put them in the oven, I'm on that. Okay. Because then I can say later in the day when it's, like, time to do the dishes for those mashed potatoes, I'm like, I did my part.
That's nice.
I don't know about you. Do you like doing dishes?
No.
Or,
okay. No, I'd rather
help. Yeah, you'd rather cook. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's my do of the day for Thanksgiving. My don't is also, I don't like running, so I would say don't run in like a 5K, but some people would like that. Mm. What do you think?
Do you wake up early on Thanksgiving? Do you watch the parade? You sleep in?
I usually see the end of the parade.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're up at like 10.
Yeah, I'm up by 10. Yeah, no, I'm up by 10.
Okay.
Yeah. You wake up for the parade?
Oh, yeah. I'm up all day.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, 7 a.m.
Okay, yeah.
Gotta be ready for 8.
Yeah, I'm usually there for the parade for like 45 minutes and then dog show.
Dog show's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very... I mean, it's boring, but it's good in a way.
No, it's good. I agree. I'm glad that you watch it.
Yeah, you thought you were going to be the only one?
Yeah, no. I mean, a lot of people don't. Do you ever watch the Puppy Bowl? No.
Oh, well, that's near the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, everyone watched the Puppy Bowl.
Right before. Yeah, of course.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, the Puppy Bowl is, like, the best, like...
The best thing, okay.
It's the best entertainment, like, America has every year.
Mm-hmm.
But undoubtedly. Okay.
Should I give a do and a don't?
Yeah, I don't know. I said it like a one do and one don't. Like, I have multiple, so, like, just throw out whatever.
Do make sure that you're there for, like, the final preparations before the meal, because you want to get front of the line. I don't know if you have a big Thanksgiving, but we have a lot of family. They take everything. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Yeah, you have to get close to the line. I actually, one... downside to that is when you are, let's say, a 16-year-old boy named Andrew and you eat a lot of food,
mm-hmm.
your family tells you have to go last because you take too much food.
Mm.
There's nothing you can do there, but I mean, I totally agree. If you want to be, you know, getting the best, getting like that top layer that's like fresh,
mm-hmm.
you got to get to the front of the line.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite dish? For Thanksgiving?
You know, I want to say stuffing.
Mm.
I've learned to really love stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't... Yeah, let's go stuffing. Let me just...
Do you like the cranberry sauce? The kind that's like in the can, you kind of have to shake it out, you know what I mean? And then it plops onto the plate.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And not really.
No?
It's...
Oh.
You're talking about like the... Like it's very sweet.
Yeah,
like the
very
tart.
Oh, yeah. Definitely very sweet.
I'll put a drop of that on like my turkey or like stuffing,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not just like eating that. Do you just eat that with a spoon?
No.
Okay.
I don't But I'll take a little slice of it.
Yeah,
it looks good. It looks pretty. Okay. Yeah.
Wait, I talked about this earlier. What's your favorite pie? Thanksgiving pie, not just favorite all-time pie, favorite Thanksgiving pie.
I'm a big pumpkin pie fan.
Okay.
Recently, I outgrew some nut allergies.
Oh, so wow. Congrats. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, okay, yeah. So we're so similar because I actually had pumpkin at my number two and pecan pie at number one.
Okay.
So
I'll get back to you.
Yeah, maybe you'll be number one with pecan after this Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So it'll be this is your first Thanksgiving eating a pecan pie.
Mm-hmm.
You're in for a treat.
Am I really?
Yeah. It's like the first time going to Costco. You're like, oh, wow. It's like a whole new world.
Yeah, no, it's a whole new world.
It's like going through like the doors of Narnia. Wow. Like you're just like, this is a wardrobe and I'm just falling through into like a winter wonderland.
I am setting a reminder right now to text you the minute I eat. Well, I guess I can't set a reminder.
No, it's fine. But we can just remind ourselves to tell Mandy B and Rachel or Libretti World Peace to just tell all the listeners from Bird Watchers, because I'm sure they're very interested to know what your take is on pecan pie.
What is our count right now?
Throwing me on the spot because usually I don't even know where to find that. Do you know where to find that?
Nope. Okay. Mm. Oh my God, 13.
13? Oh yeah, there it is. Nice, 13. I like that.
Yeah.
Owen was texting me earlier. Was talking about Kemba Walker. He's on the Celtics now, and he had some input, some good input.
Did he call in?
He didn't call in. He texted. Mm. I mean, he can call in. I mean, if he wants. I definitely love talking to that guy about sports.
Mm.
But just to get back to Thanksgiving, what about being not even at the back line? Mm. What is your take on taking like the last of portions? So like you got the last piece of turkey, last scoop of mashed potatoes, and then if you really want to get into it, last like slices of pie.
I mean, it puts a target on your back.
Yeah.
You really got to think about it.
Yeah.
Everyone's watching you, you know what I mean? And someone's going to do it.
Oh, yeah. Someone has to do it.
Yeah, but you just have to face the consequences.
I agree. Yeah. I said it depends, like the situation. I think there's almost like you can make like an analytical equation of like pluses and minuses of why you should or shouldn't take it. Some that's like, how many times have you already gone back? Like, is this your third serving? Is this your second, fourth? How many other times other people have gone back?
Mm. Also, do you have an in with the family?
Yeah, that's true.
Are you one of the favored, or what situation are you in? Mm-hmm.
Like, definitely if you're going to like your girlfriend's or boyfriend's house for the first time, not the move.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like everyone knows that, but, if this is your grandmother's like pie and she loves you the most, you're the favorite grandkid, like you don't even ask, you just take it.
You know, you have two slices.
No, yeah, you take two. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree.
Both of those slices.
The one thing I also said that you can, it's a nice little like, compromise between taking the last slice of pie, like if you really want it, but like you know a lot of other people want it. Is you like act like a nice guy and go, yo, who wants to split this?
Mm.
Like, who else wants to split this? And someone else steps, because then it almost puts pressure on everyone else to be like, who wants that other last slice?
That's strategic.
Yeah, no, and like, and you can't be that bad of a guy because you offered to split it with someone.
Is there that much of a threshold? Like, if you offer to split it, and then someone takes the other half, can they offer to split it to make them seem better?
I think if there's three people who really want it and it becomes that, then be like, all right, we'll split it three ways. And that's like dire situations.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the second person will offer to split his or her split.
Because
it's just like, that's a small split.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost like pitying.
It's like a sliver.
Yeah, no, you don't want to pity. Yeah, you don't want to be like, yeah, no, you don't want to do like passive aggressive pitying.
Yeah.
That's not the move.
No, not Thanksgiving.
No, not Thanksgiving.
No.
Somebody be thankful.
Mm-hmm.
I just did a point up to the sky, but no one could see, no one could hear that. But I was trying to be thankful in the moment. Dude. What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? Let's do that. It's cliche, but why not?
Okay. It's been a good semester. It's been a good year.
Nice.
I'm thankful to be able to go home, have a great Thanksgiving.
Nice.
Be able to, you know, finish up strong. going abroad next year. So are you.
That's oh, yeah.
Thankful for that opportunity.
Yeah. Tell the people where you're going.
Scotland. Anyone want to come?
Scotland?
Come visit? Yeah. Aberdeen.
Up Aberdeen, in Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
In the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Very little daylight.
Yeah.
Lots of nighttime.
Yeah.
Lots of rain.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the thing about those British Isles. They, the weather sucks. There's no really other way to say it.
It's going to be nice.
But the days that are nice, it's like, it's almost like being here at Tufts. Like when the days are nice and it's like sunny out, it's like the whole world is just like enlightened with happiness.
Gonna invest in a lot of sweaters.
Yes.
Owen, if you're listening, help me out here. I know you got some good style. I'll
yeah.
get some cues.
Yeah. J. Crew. I know that's like the first thing tells everyone, just go to J. Crew.
I know.
Not J. Crew guy myself, to be honest. I have an Irish sweater though. Would you want that?
No, I think I'm going to purchase some
okay.
when I get there.
Just by the way, the Irish sweaters are so uncomfortable.
They're thick.
Yeah, they're thick.
One.
Oh,
thick.
You have one?
They're
and the
heavy.
Wool is like, you have to wear like a turtleneck underneath.
Very itchy.
Like the only time I'll ever wear them is when I'm having like a long sleeve underneath.
Because
I'll have like a rash on
and
my
And then arm. You're sweating.
Yeah, and so, then you're sweating out
yeah.
of sun. You're sweating into wool. It makes it worse.
I'll let you know if it's appropriate when you're in Scotland.
Okay.
Like if it's the perfect temperature.
Oh, I need that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. Because I went to Ireland this past summer, but it was right above the threshold of the temperature for that.
Gotcha.
It was like still like 50s.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like,
a
yeah,
bit,
it's
yeah.
a little too warm.
A little bit high.
But, are you talking about two good temperatures in the British Isles?
I know.
Who would have thought? I'm actually going to Quito, Ecuador, just 10,000 feet in the sky.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where there?
I don't know. I'm very lost. I just went to the doctor. He gave me like some like altitude sickness pills so that I don't like die when I get there.
That's fair.
Yeah. It's
very high up.
It is. I'm hoping though that if I like get through the first few weeks, start going for some runs, I'm going to come back and like, I'm never going to get tired.
Dude, your lung capacity
yeah.
is going to be amazing.
My white blood cells, red blood cells, one of them gets better or more efficient. Yeah,
white,
I don't know. I mean,
white?
Yeah, we're going to go with white. White blood cells are going to be amazing when I come back.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to be jealous. I'm going to see my white blood cells and be like, I want those.
That's nice. You could sell them.
I could sell them.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how much I get on the market. Look up the market for that.
Yeah, I'll look it up. I'll get you some. Oh, it's definitely.
Oh, our in-house sweater doctor said, I don't like Irish sweaters.
And he said, I think it also is white blood cells. So thank you so much, Owen.
Oh, thank you, Owen.
Very attentive.
I mean, he's, you know, I'm going to. Oh, whoa, Amanda just said red blood cells.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
I think it might be red. I'm
whoa,
not sure.
Okay. Okay.
But
she said they should sell them though. So
you should sell them.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a good idea.
I agree.
You can sell like your like extra Irish sweaters or J. Crew sweaters when you get
very
back.
Very itchy. Very itchy.
That's gonna be like the motto or like how you're gonna sell them. You'd be like, itchy sweaters, get them here.
Get them here, yeah. Maybe I could de-itch them. I'll wear them enough.
De-itch them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
I think you just came
I'll
up with a new
you
thing.
One. Owen, I'll get you a de-itched Irish sweater.
A de-itch by Matthew Stout.
De-itched by me.
Oh, we could make that a thing. De-itched by yeah. Matthew Stout. DJ Stout.
Oh my gosh. His flight is delayed.
Oh no.
Owen's flight is delayed.
That's a shame.
Owen, we are here rooting for you.
We love you.
We love you.
Anyone else there who has delayed flights in traffic, we hope that everything goes well.
Safe travels.
Yeah, safe travels. Yeah, it looks like our time's winding down, unfortunately.
Let's finish off with one thing. I
okay.
got a question for you.
Yes.
Any traditions for Thanksgiving?
Traditions?
Yeah. Anything that really is the bracket.
I'm trying to think something that's
tradition.
Like unique that we do. I don't even know. Like, I guess we... Oh, you know what we actually do, which is kind of like a buzzkill, but like we always on the Friday go to like a Christmas village. Yeah. It's just because like usually we have family come in and we do something at like in Philadelphia. So like they already have the Christmas stuff up. So like I guess that's what we do, which is like not Thanksgiving, which is kind of a bummer, but
it's still fun.
Yeah. Do you guys have one? A nice stout tradition.
We have a big tradition.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, our Thanksgiving tradition is not football.
No.
It's a big old game of dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
Whole family involved. Very exciting. I like that. Always ends in injury.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been injured?
I have not. It's normally the people under, like 12 or 13, and normally the people over like 50.
Oh.
That get injured.
Oh. It's always yeah, that's not the best.
But it's always always good spirits by the end.
That's either crying or that's like a trip to the hospital.
Yeah, no, but we've made a good time. And know what?
Nice.
It's a repeat event.
Yeah.
You guys learn from
I totally agree. Is there ever a hardo
There's a couple. There's a couple
cousins.
Of baseball.
Yeah.
And, college.
And you're like, okay, like we got it. You can throw strike.
Very scary. Always the injurers. Of the children or the over 50.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's... I guess my family does play football. Like, mm-hmm. It's not like we're, like, getting up at, like, 7 a.m. and everyone's got, like, their Under Armour on. Like it happens maybe every other year.
Mm-hmm.
And, like... But there's always, like, the one guy who, like, tackles the uncle. And the uncle's, like... His back is, like, already...
Not you?
No, not me.
Mm.
Maybe when I was younger. I've learned.
You've learned.
It's, like, one of those things I've learned. Mm-hmm. Maybe when I was, like, 13, but I couldn't do anything. I couldn't do any damage when I was 13.
That's true.
I'm just like I just want to eat food, you know. Yeah, that's
Turkey.
Also